WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Commentator Jan Harald Brunvand is an expert on tracking urban legends. Lately, he's been receiving reports about a girl who spent too much time under tanning lights.
The hottest urban legend going around is about a girl who wants a quick suntan and somehow contrives to schedule extra sessions at a tanning salon. The result, supposedly, is that she cooks her internal organs. The first person to tell me this shocker was a colleague, just back from teaching summer school at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He heard two versions. In one, a girl repeatedly visited the same salon at different times of the day. She began feeling ill, and she consulted a doctor who told her that she had cooked her insides. Version 2 claimed that she fried a muscle in one arm and the limb had to be amputated. Next, a student in my folklore class reported the story. It supposedly happened, she said, to the wife of the cousin of the man who had told it to a woman friend of hers who then told her, or something like that. This time, she said, the tanning salon had a 30 minutes per day time limit to protect customers from overexposure, but the woman circumvented that by signing up at four different salons. Her husband began to notice that she smelled funny, and her doctor gave her the bad news. She had cooked herself from the inside out. Then another student mentioned that she was told that it had really happened to a girl who was asked to be a bridesmaid and wanted to get a really good tan. So I'm sitting there in my office with my notes, labeling a file folder, curses broiled again, and the telephone rings. The caller heard this awful story from someone at work. In her version, a young lady from a small town wanted a good tan before going to a cheerleaders' camp at the state university. She became another cooked goose. A second call came a few days later. This time the report was of a young lady going to Hawaii who wanted a head start on her tan. Apparently her doctor said to try to treat her condition would be like trying to bring a cooked steak back to life. Locally, I heard several more times both the cheerleader and Hawaii versions. I got a note from Milwaukee reporting the story going around in northern Wisconsin. I found the story sent into a computerized message network by someone at the Stanford Research Institute. On September 22nd, Abigail Van Buren got into the act. In her Dear Abby column, she printed a letter from a reader in Springfield, Oregon, who had received the story from her daughter at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. It was the Hawaiian version again, with a 17-year-old victim lying blinded in a local hospital with only 26 days to live. So Abby called the hospital, and she learned that the same unverified story had been going around in Pocatello, Idaho, as well as in Utah. Did this urban legend just come out of the blue, somewhere in a western state in the summer of 87? Well, I think that's too simple. I would trace one theme in the story to an earlier rumor about home tanning lamps. Supposedly, a woman fell asleep under a sun lamp, and her contact lenses became fused to her eyeballs. All of these legends deliver warnings against technology. While accidents with appliances do happen, these horror stories floating around in different versions almost certainly have not happened. Perhaps another reason for the tanning salon story is fear of the actual danger that too much tanning increases your risk of skin cancer. The legend is a gross exaggeration. Also, it shows these bad results happening only to someone else, never to ourselves.
Jan Harald Brunvand is a professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah.